The restored rural path. You are standing at the beginning of a rural path restored thanks to the National Recovery and Resilience Programme, funded by the European Union, beside two 300-year-old olive trees that mark the entrance to this part of the estate. These trees have witnessed generations of agricultural work. If you take a moment to observe them, they already tell a story of time, effort, and continuity. This path once connected the different cultivated areas of the estate and allowed access to olive groves, orange groves, and agricultural buildings. It was part of everyday life, not simply a passageway. In the first section, the paving is built using the traditional mazzacanata technique, large local stones carefully placed side by side by hand. The uneven surface is not accidental. It allows rainwater to flow without washing the soil away and makes the road more durable over time. As you continue and the slope becomes steeper, the construction technique changes. Two central stone tracks support the path, while the space between them is filled with smaller stones. It is a simple yet intelligent system designed to hold the material in place and reduce erosion. Around you will see olive trees and other species typical of Mediterranean vegetation. Among them grows the oak Quercus pubescens, known as downy oak, whose deep roots help stabilize the soil. At the end of the path, the landscape opens into a small basin where different environments meet: olive groves on the steeper slopes and, below, the orange grove. In the past, this area was an almond orchard, later a lemon grove, and today an orange grove, a sign of how the land has adapted over time to changing economic needs. I hope that as you walk along this path, you are able to appreciate, at least in part, the richness and complexity of this historical place. Treasure it.